Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. And he brought this sacrifice, amen, the lamb, the bull, the heifer, whatever type of pigeon that he put upon him, amen. He brought it to the temple, and the priest would take it and sacrifice and burn it around the altar, amen, and he would intercede for you. That's too easy. Amen. So, the Jews, amen, at that time when they saw, brought about an exile, because they've been in exile from every time God told them not to do something, they did. God's people. Amen. God, you say in God, they don't know you, but we have an advocate now. We can go to Jesus before 1 John 1 and 9, who is Christ the Lord, you see. The Lord forgive me of my sin. During those days, if you did something wrong with God, or whatever the sin was, you get a certain kind of sacrifice. You can have a lamb, a chicken, a bull, a pigeon, or you know, you pope us to kill a little pigeon. Amen. Bring it to the priest. Amen. At a certain time, amen, they have these different ceremonies, rituals. Amen. In the temple, Pentecost, amen. All these, all the things that went on in the temple. Amen. You couldn't do anything outside. Amen. Not Judaism. Because Judaism believes that there's only one God, the creator of all kinds. Amen. So, Samaritans, after the capture, they end up mixing among the Greeks. And eventually, they're mixing and associating with them. They began to take on some of their gods. They began to get involved with Zeus. Amen. Amen. All these other big gods. And so when the Israelites came out of it, amen, God freed them out of captivity. Amen. Mary, amen, they claimed to call it Mary. There's another argument amongst the theologians that the shepherds just, you know, sit in the town, but they claimed that Mary was the one just down the city. And so, amen, they rejected her. They did a lot of things. They did a lot of things depending upon God. And they claimed this part, this part that they worshiped on the God. They did God. But they worshiped on the God. Amen. The Bible said the devil, I mean, no, there's a God, he couldn't. Amen. So a person can fear God and wishes something else. Wishes to observe it for the deity. Observing me for the order he brings to you. And the fear is supposed to go around and help develop the ceremony, develop the ritual. Amen. So you might be out there help develop it. Situations, but it's not God's day. The birthday, your holiday, your family day, amen. You might be out there serving yourself. You still go to church on Sunday. Amen. So what is happening? Amen. The Jews, they call us the Samaritans. They call them dogs. You know, but they went out and killed a lot of Galileans. Amen. They took their bones on the Passover, and spread it in the temple. Amen. He got out, amen, and married, amen, among the heathen. Amen. So they took on a lot of false things. So you hear people saying, there's any good thing coming out of Samaria. Because you know Samaria is all meat. They walk around with earrings, you know, ears, get all kind of wind, and still say, amen to Yahweh. He just crawl under their skin. Regular Jews that they, I don't want to be around this fellow. Amen. But Jesus said, listen, I got to go through some men. Amen. I got to go through some gospel. I got to be preached to all the world, even in Samaria. I got to go through Samaria. Amen. So when Jesus came out of Samaria, amen, he saw this lady sitting by the well and asked her for water, and she looked at him and said, you know,
Spirit,
Amen. In the army, we have gotten riches. In the Old Testament, big old round, record 33. Amen. Something I don't know about 33. Small record. Music. Amen. Losing the service. Amen. All men, we have the change in taste. Amen. Record. Who are you? All that we have. Amen. In the area. Amen. Later in the month.
He said, "Man, you ain't that deep in it.
every year to finally come and send me money. Amen. Not paying off on Christmas for the season going around. I always have money. Look like this year, they gave it up on me. Oh, we got to look at our system. Don't just look at them, judging them, but we before it goes. If people judge you, they don't see what's in their own eyes. Amen. They don't see what's going on. Judge, you shall not be judged. Amen. You get jealous of somebody, don't be jealous because they're looking at you. Ain't that right? So these false gods is deep into the Christianity DNA, like, where we have to get rid of. Amen. Amen. You don't be mixed up with people. Amen. You go to, that's why the Lord said in the last days, in the house of God, the abomination, amen, of the abomination. The God's God, how the people got a little. They got a little thing over here about a little God. Amen. They got a little thing over about the institute. They got a little thing over here about the altar. They got a little thing over here about this, that, and the other. You done came out of things. Jesus is our only sacrifice. We don't sacrifice no more. We don't have to worry about all these different things and statues. The only thing we're concerned about is the cross with no man on it. That's what the cross is about. Amen. We don't have to worry about throwing the dust in the house of prayer. We don't have to put about all these extra things. Amen. We came out of that kind of temple. Amen. We have Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and he is our high priest. Amen. He died on the cross. Amen. He is the Lamb of God that took away all the sins of the world. Amen. So we are out of all of this. All things from the shame. Who will with you? Observing day, huh? Amen. That's Judaism. That's the old fashioned way. Amen. Amen. You've been born again. That's why you have to be born in this thing. You can't be trained out of it. You got to be born out of it. Because you've been wrapped up in sin. So. And those sins ties you up with God. Amen. You might not think that this is something. I'm glad I don't be out here out there for Halloween. I don't receive it. If I see it myself, I eat it.
Can't help.